The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. No sugarcoating. Anyone who's a regular listener of this show knows I don't sugarcoat things ever. But this is no sugarcoating. Tucker off Fox News is really bad, and it is not going to be okay. I find it strange that I have to do this show. Well, it's not strange. This has happened before. It happens. It's very rare, but it happens every once in a while where I even see the conservative media in general. Not everyone in the conservative media has the exact same points of view, obviously. But in general, I would say the majority of the conservative media, not all, but the majority I'm hearing, they're trying to spin it to be positive. And I'm not against that. I'm all for that. I'm just not for it if I know, but that's not the case. Then I'm not for it. If I don't know it's not the case, then I guess it's okay. And now people are going to think, Ben, you're being cocky. You're saying you know it's not the case. I do, but I'll explain why. It's not me. It's because I follow what the Bible says happens in the end time. And I believe we're in the end time. So if you don't believe we're in the end time, then I can totally understand people saying it's going to be okay. But the funny thing is that I hear most people say, oh, man, we're near the end time that the Bible is talking about. Well, then why do you say it's going to be okay? Have you read what the Bible says? I think they have. I think they know. It's not going to be okay. That's not me. God says it's not going to be okay. That's why I know I'm not going to sugarcoat things in the face of we're heading towards the end time period. We're not in the tribulation period. Well, technically, see, I don't want to get the religious people all riled up. Yes, technically, we're in the end time period ever since Jesus went up. Technically, it's a countdown until his return. I understand that. But we're not in that, what most people would say is that tribulation period, which is like a 7-year period that everyone focuses on. And then even then people argue, well, it's really a 3.5-year period. I'm not going into all that. Just in general, most people and most Christians, I would say 90% from my interaction or more, higher maybe than 90% of my interaction with Christians is that they all are saying, oh my goodness, it's near. Okay, well, if it's near, then you know good news isn't coming. Right? But conservatives are telling you that Tucker's removal, don't worry, Tucker's going to come back. I gave a show. I don't know. I'm sure he's got a non-compete. Can he come back on Rumble and that technically doesn't compete against Fox News, so it's not a non-compete? If he were to do something like that, I'm just using it as a platform. I'm not saying that I think he's going to come back on Rumble. I'm just saying he could come back and with his own platform. I don't know. But if Fox News says he's competing and it's a violation of his non-compete contract that you would have signed before you ever got fired, he could get sued and be stopped. I don't know how that will all work out. I just know from what I don't know for sure, but from what I understand and from the reports that I've heard, I'm pretty sure he'll have to wait about 3 years at least to be on TV, because TV would be a direct competing with Fox News. Maybe he could get around it by saying the internet is not a direct competition with Fox News, and then he could get around that. So that's possible. I don't know. I don't know how the contract would state or lay out, and I don't know. So we'll see. But here's my issue. Well, before I get into the issue, InfoWars had a great video, like montage of what happened to Tucker. And I want you to see it because it's so well done. and shows you the situation in it and shows how they really hate Tucker and they were coming after him. Take a look.
Fox News host Tucker Carlson ran a lengthy segment last night arguing the January 6th Capitol attack was not a violent insurrection.
The tapes show that Capitol Police never stopped Jacob Chansley. They helped him. They acted as his tour guides. Here's video of Chansley in the Senate chamber. Capitol Police officers take him to multiple entrances and even try to open locked doors for him. We counted at least 9 officers who were within touching distance of unarmed Jacob Chansley. Not one of them even tried to slow him down.
I don't think I've ever seen a primetime cable news anchor manipulate his viewers the way Mr. Carlson did last night.
Was it a violent insurrection? It was not. Was it a killing of 5 officers in the Capitol? It was not. Those are lies. And they buried tape that contradicted and revealed those lies.
Rupert Murdoch, who has admitted they were lies and said he regretted it, has a special obligation to stop Tucker Carlson from going on tonight, now that he's seen how he is perverted and slimed the truth.
What they're describing, ironically, is exactly what the January 6th committee and the prosecutors in these cases did for 2 years. They selectively picked small segments of tape to convince Americans that January 6th was something that it wasn't. In fact, the leader of the Senate Democrats, Chuck Schumer, just joined the leader of the Senate Republicans, Mitch McConnell, in calling for this show to be pulled off the air.
Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, tell Carlson not to run a second segment.
They're on the same side. The Senate Majority Leader joins the Senate Minority Leader. Tom Tillis, Mitt Romney. They're all on the same side. So it's actually not about left and right. It's not about Republican and Democrat. Here you have people with shared interests. The open borders people. The people like Mitch McConnell, who are living in splendor on Chinese money. The people who, underneath it all, have everything in common are all aligned against everyone else. And that would include almost all news organizations in this country as well.
The left admits it. Tucker says it. I help wake him up and radicalize him. He gets what's going on. He's not going back. He believes in the people. And so I predict he won't be at Fox News in the near future if he's unable to put this out.
Which media voices and media platforms are most influential in shaping the thinking of middle America?
You know, once a week, I worry that something terrible will happen to Tucker Carlson, because I think that if it did, we would be in a much, much worse position as a movement.
For too long, I participated in the culture where I was like, anyone who thinks outside these pre-prescribed lanes is crazy, is a conspiracy theorist.
And when you look at what Tucker Carlson and some of these other folks on Fox do, it is very, very clearly incitement of violence.
Yes, incitement to violence is a federal felony. And how do we regulate for people who are committing felonies? We arrest them and put them in jail.
Arrest Tucker Carlson.
Yesterday, we heard from a whistleblower within the U.S. government who reached out to warn us that the NSA, the National Security Agency, is monitoring our electronic communications and is planning to leak them in an attempt to take the show off the air.
You take on the intelligence community, they have 6 ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
Is any news organization you know of so corrupt that it's willing to hurt you on behalf of its biggest advertisers? The other channels took hundreds of millions of dollars from big pharma companies, and then they shilled for their sketchy products on the air. And as they did that, they maligned anyone who was skeptical of those products. We'll be back. By the way, the entire episode of Let Them Eat Bugs, not quite as good as pizza, streaming now on Fox Nation. Use the promo code ORIGINALS for 30 days free. And we'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, have the best weekend with the ones that you love, and we'll see you then.
Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have mutually agreed to part ways. Tucker's last show was this past Friday.
What? Whoa. Get out of here.
Tucker Carlson's going to leave Fox News?
Yep. Tucker was the mainstay of the populist voice over at Fox. And it's just, this is blockbuster news.
Which means he was fired. I mean, that's really what parting ways means.
The day was already good enough with the Knicks being up 3-1. And now this.
It's Thursday, April.
All right, I'll stop it there. Fantastic job, as always, by InfoWars. And Tucker isn't replaceable because he was on the number one rated news channel giving the real news and not the fake news. Not the fake fluff conservative news that makes you seem like you're dealing with conservative stuff, but really not. Dealing with polls and senator races and having interviews of politicians who aren't going to do what they say anyways is all fluff. And Tucker started to go away from that for about an entire year. Folks, I know when it happened because I was begging for Tucker to do it. Because for about a year after, from the vaccine rollout, it took about a year before Tucker started doing that. I know, because I was covering all sorts of stuff. And I'm like, how is Tucker not talking about this? And I was giving stuff that is real news. And I'm like, man, the people that are the conspiracy theorists on the internet are the ones giving the real news. And the people that are supposed to be giving the real news to the conservatives weren't really doing it. But I knew Tucker would be the one that would break that. And he did. And he broke it. And then he went all in and was doing awesome work. Beyond what I even hoped. He exceeded my expectations and I loved it. But I knew then he would be in danger. And I, just like Alex Jones, predicted that. It wasn't a surprise. I knew it was coming because he went in and then was really hitting all the key issues. And I don't think that montage showed. Remember, he went against the Ukraine war as well. And everyone at Fox News pushes the Ukraine war. You're not allowed to do that, but Tucker did. And if you say, what do you mean you're not allowed? They let him do it. Yeah, they didn't tell him he specifically can't do it. You're not allowed means you do it and eventually they'll fire you. And look what happened. So you're not allowed. And don't think that signal hasn't been sent to the other hosts that are still left at Fox News. The ones that maybe you're saying you're still going to watch. I don't even watch Fox News. And I wouldn't watch them now because you know the other hosts are all compromised now. They have to be compromised. They're going to hesitate anytime it's something big that they know. Oh, that's a no-no topic. You can't do that. They're not going to tackle it. They already really weren't. And Tucker broke the ice, so I think sometimes some of the other hosts did a tiny bit. Now they really won't. And I'm not saying they're not good. I'm just saying if they want to keep their jobs, there are certain issues they're not going to cover. Just think about why aren't they fired right now? You have to ask that question. Why, if the other hosts were so super conservative, which some of them are conservative, I'm not saying they're not, but if they were really effective in articulating and showing their audience the true conservative views and the lies that Washington, D.C. has been spreading, if they were super effective at that, they too would already be gone. They would have been gone before Tucker if they were super effective at that. Now, some of them might become a little bit more effective at that and get bold because Tucker's gone and they might be thinking, I'm going to fill the shoes, and they have those views. But then they're going to be hesitant. They have to be because the signal's been sent. I don't know what's going to happen with the other hosts. I really don't. I don't know how they're going to handle this. That's going to be on them. I have no idea. They're not feeling good. A Jesse Waters isn't feeling good, I guarantee you. Because I believe Jesse Waters is a true conservative, but he ain't feeling good right now. Because now he has to decide, do I hide massive aspects and the most important issues and just do all this fluff stuff? Once you know you're doing that, you lose interest in your job because you know you're not really giving the truth. And that could happen to them. And then you could see like resignations where they're not fired. They quit. And everyone will be like, why did they quit? Because they don't feel like they can actually cover what they want to cover. And then you lose interest. It's not fun. It becomes miserable if that's the case. So I noticed in massive conservative media that they are saying that, don't worry, it's going to be okay. Tucker will be back. Everything's going to be good. And it blows my mind. I know why they do that, though. If you see hosts doing that, they don't want the left to have a victory. Understand that's really what it is. What it is you're hearing it, the conservative host is sugarcoating things, whether they know it or not. I'm not trying to insult them. They need to reflect on this. And I think if they see what I'm saying and reflect on it, if they don't get angry, please don't get angry. If you are another host and you're seeing this, I'm not trying to anger you. I'm just straightforward about things. If you reflect on it, you don't want to give the left a victory. Obviously, I don't want to give the left the victory. You don't want to give them any victories. And so you want to, and you know your audience is coming to you to know, is it going to be okay? What's going to happen? And so you want to give them something of a silver lining. And so people are giving their audience a silver lining. My problem is there is no silver lining. I'm sorry, there isn't. When you take Tucker off of Fox News, even if he's allowed, which I'm not even sure he's going to be allowed to do anything else for years, but even if he can on online, it's not going to be as effective. You're going to reach the choir more so. Being on Fox News, you reached people that weren't always the super conservative people. That's why it was great what Tucker was doing. You get into the online niche, and what starts to happen is you really start reaching, sadly, people who agree with you. And it's rare that you want to reach the people that don't agree. You hope that you do, but it's harder, much harder. So it's a massive victory for the left. That's the truth. And some people think, well, you're just always pessimistic, because if you look at some of my stuff, you might think I'm pessimistic. That's not true. I was super optimistic. When Trump was being charged by Robert Mueller and all that crap, people were worried, conservatives worried. I came out as number one saying, this is nothing, folks. Don't worry. It's a bunch of crap. Mueller's got nothing. He'll end up with nothing at the end. I hammered positive, said, Trump, you want to know why? I wasn't sugarcoating it, because it was the truth. So that's not sugarcoating things. I was letting people know, we're going to win in this area. They're not going to win in this, because I knew that was the truth. So it's not sugarcoating. If I tell you, Tucker coming out, it's going to be okay, it's sugarcoating. If I believe we're moving into the end time and America's heading towards destruction, it's sugarcoating things. It's not true. It's not true that, hey, we're winning. That's not true. We're not winning right now. Tucker's been removed. Alex Jones himself has been ordered to pay like $1 billion in corrupt court cases. Donald Trump's been charged with a crime with no crime being stated. Donald Trump's under charges for rape from 30 years ago from a woman who can't even really prove that she's met him and who's seems like she's mentally ill, is totally out of it, but they know it's in New York, so some big tech guy, oligarch, is funding the case in New York. And you know if there's a New York jury, because it's a civil case, Trump can't go to jail for this, but for a civil case, they will hammer him, just like they did to Alex Jones, because you don't have a legal system. Joe Biden stole the election. Donald Trump really won in a landslide. We all know it. And the election was stolen. And I'm supposed to tell you we're winning. I mean, Tucker, don't worry. What they did to Tucker, we're going to come back and we're going to win. You know, they stole the election with Carrie Lake. You know, I was one of the few that told you they're never going to let Carrie Lake in. They're going to steal it right in front of your face. They're not going to let her in. I told you that before it happened, when everyone was telling you Carrie Lake was going to get in. Not because I'm pessimistic, because I'm not worried about offending you by giving you the hardcore truth. You can handle it. The problem is, people who sugarcoat things, sadly, about Tucker, will tell you if you ask them, do you think we're heading towards the end times? Yes. You think it's the biblical end times? Yes. So why do you keep saying we're winning? I would like that question be answered by them. Do you know that the Bible says that the beast system and Satan and his system overcomes the saints? Overcomes the saints. You understand that's what's happening in the end time. You know why it's so bad during the tribulation? Because the saints have been overcome, and the world and Satan is getting its way. And when they get their way, everything falls apart and it's all destruction. And plus, God starts judging the earth. And depending on when God decides to pull out his church, whole nother thing. I'm not going to go deep into it. But the point is as you head towards the beast system, the Bible tells you there's a falling away. You also are being told, like, there's this massive revival. No, there's there is a revival within the Christian community. It depends how you use the word revival. There's a revival within the Christian community. Christians are becoming stronger and more awake to it. Yes, that is true. Are unsaved people turning away from their sins and getting saved in massive numbers? No, we're not seeing that. We're still seeing a falling away. Churches are still losing attendance. They're not gaining attendance. Good churches are gaining attendance. But most churches are losing attendance because the falling away is occurring. So, yeah, I'm sure there's people getting saved. Great. But overall, there isn't a massive movement of bad people on the other side repenting and turning away from their sins and becoming good people and joining our side. I don't see that. That ain't happening. And the Bible doesn't say that happens. The reason why people think that the Bible says that happens is because it talks about the 144,000. And during the tribulation, the Jews of Israel are said to have a coming to Jesus. They have a revival. So understand, that's different. So people misinterpret that. They see that and they think, oh, no, there's just going to be this massive. No. It clearly says, as we head into the end time, there's a falling away. Where are we in the moment? We're not at the tribulation period. Most people say we're at the end time. We're at the point where we're heading into the end time. Therefore, we have to be at the falling away, which means the Christians are going to lose. But that doesn't mean, but it also says in Joel that there will be super Christians, Christians that will become super strong, and that in cases we will push back the enemy. So it's not all one-sided. But in the overall thing, they look like they're going to win. In the end, they go to their own destruction and they lose completely. And we win. But we're going to lose first because we're trying to win with our own power. Even with Donald Trump. Trump is man's way of saying, we're going to defeat this evil enemy. We're going to get Trump in there, and he's going to be the one that helps us defeat this enemy. Only Jesus is going to defeat this enemy. Because the reason why it seems so coordinated, it's not because the left is smart. It's because Satan is smart. And they're all children of Satan. If you're not a child of Jesus Christ, you're automatically a child of Satan. Automatically. And that's why they're all in unison. That's the hardcore truth with no sugarcoating it. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to like and subscribe to my dad's channel. Otherwise, Joe Biden will come in your closet and sniff your hair.
You remember when everyone bought all the toilet paper? And they wanted me to wear these things? And someone invested a lot of money into this stuff. There's just too much baloney out there. At the New American, they cut through the baloney and give me the truth.
Being informed is important, but being informed with the truth is essential. Visit thenewamerican.com for news you can trust.